specific guidelines on the for the protection of confidential informants. And what we saw in the SATA case was a young man who broke the law, but he was selling $80 worth of drugs. Because of that, he was threatened with something like 30 years in prison. And what this bill would have done, it would have prevented that from happening again. Because when you threaten somebody with 30 years in prison, you coerce them into becoming a confidential informant, and then they're inclined to take risks that they probably normally wouldn't take. So we passed a good bill out of the House, and we sent it to the Senate, and our friends on the Senate side, unfortunately, gutted the bill, and every single senator voted for the bill. But I talked to our chairman on the House side and Judiciary. He's not going to concur with the change. So that means that the bill is going to get sent to conference committee. And on conference committee, we can restore the bill to its original form, but that doesn't mean it's going to pass, because there's still a process there. So what I'm going to ask you guys to do is, if you're passionate about this and you want to see some protections put in place in this area, then I'd encourage you to contact members of the House, contact members of the Senate, and let's get this bill restored and put some common sense reforms back in place. It was a blogger, he recently said it like this, the way the bill's been changed, he said it's like rewarding a wayward child who has recklessly crashed his car by buying him a new car. Essentially what we've done with the bill.